Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Our story today deals with Dr. Frederick Morton, a brave man of science who went forth to roll back the curtain of superstition and thus found himself beyond the green door. Chief Tikape was the last of the great Fijian kings. He ruled the island of Vanuatu, and his control was absolute. That was in 1910, and the authorities at Suva despaired of gaining any control over this island. When troops were landed at Vanuatu, they were ambushed in the jungle by Tikape and his brawny warriors. All were killed on the spot, except for three men of exceptional courage who were sent to the cooking ovens. Tikape was a cannibal like all his ancestors, and he believed that to eat a brave man was to confer his virtues on the eater, a rude form of magic and quite horrible to contemplate. A second landing party was also wiped out, this time by captured Martini Henry rifles. And their matters rested. By 1912, Tikape had heard of the wonders of civilization from far-wandering Fijian traders. These men told of the marvels to be seen in Suva, lights which burned without oil, wagons that propelled themselves, boats which blew white smoke. Not believing a word of it, Tikape sent a deputation to Suva to see and report, which they did. Then Tikape went to Suva himself, under government immunity, to see what civilization could bring him. That fierce old warrior was impressed by the white man's might. He returned to his island and thought the whole thing over. At last, to the amazement of the authorities, he sent a messenger to Suva, declaring himself ready to learn the white man's ways. Some officials couldn't believe that this ferociously independent man was ready to change his habits. But others pointed out Tikape's exceptional intelligence and the fact that he had never gone back on his word. Accordingly, a teacher was sent to distant Vanuatu. The man who volunteered to go was Dr. Frederick Morton, a brave and learned scientist. Morton was sure that he could prove the advantages of civilization, and he went fully equipped with ingenious goods. Morton was taken straight to the chief, who embraced him and welcomed him to Vanuatu. Old Tikape declared that his interest in science was genuine and abiding, and with tears in his eyes, he thanked Morton for coming. Morton replied with a graceful speech, saying that he wished for nothing more than the enlightenment of Tikape and his people. "This is a very great and wise man," Tikape told his men. "This is a man who must be treated with the utmost respect and courtesy. Therefore, lead him very gently and with honor due his rank to the oven." The warriors respectfully dragged Morton away, that great martyr of the Southwest Pacific, and Tikape sat back with a nod of satisfaction. He knew that the eating of a brave man conferred courage upon the eater, so quite obviously the eating of a wise man would transfer his wisdom. And while the oven was heating, Tikape suddenly remembered the authorities. So he collected several valuable carvings and sent them to Suva to show his gratitude to the government which had sent him this great man of science.